بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، ما بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، صدق الله العظيم. علماء كرام، الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه has blessed his ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a complete and perfect deen. During Hajjatul Wada', Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed the verse of Quran Sharif that in reality was the Eid day of the ummah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Allah jalla jalaluhu mentioned that today I have completed your deen, perfected your deen. We have a perfect deen. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I've completed my bounties upon you. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And Allah جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ from His side mentioned that I am happy. I am happy for you that deen Islam is your religion and your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only give us a deen complete, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent together with that the Qur'an Sharif, the guide for mankind till Qiyamah. And that with the shafqat and the rahmat of Allah جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send the Qur'an only, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us a complete guide in the form of rahmatul lil'alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah wanted, Allah should send the Qur'an Sharif. Read the Qur'an, understand and make amal. If Allah wanted, He could send an angel to go and guide them. Then man will have an objection that the malaika, they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't get married, they don't have desires, they don't have needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a human to show us that as a human with all your necessities and your needs and all of this, how you can gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest achievement. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every step of our life, this should be the jazba and the feeling in the heart that how can I please my Allah? My sustainer, the one that has created me, designed me, fashioned me, the womb of my mother, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His own qudrat, خَلَقْتُكَ بِيَدَيْ. With His qudrat, with His power, Allah designed me, fashioned me. The angle of the eyes, the ears, the nose. Allah knows me in and out. And Allah sent me in this world to gain His pleasure. How to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with a complete deen. The jee chahi zindagi, the lifestyle of mind that I want to lead, to leave that out. How I want to lead my life, that is not the way. La ilaha illallah, that lifestyle that was brought to us and shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from our nikah, to our eating, and our drinking, and our salah, and all our ibadat, all our imaniyat, how to believe in Allah, what to believe in Allah, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. To understand who my Allah is. When Ilyasa, we should say rahmatullah alayh, that how sad the affair of that person, entire life he enjoyed the bounties of Allah. The ni'mas of Allah, he enjoyed it completely. And he left this world and went into the qabr, never to recognize the hand that was feeding him. What a loss. He just ate and drank, but never saw the qudrat and the love of Allah behind that. The plate of food I'm enjoying. Ya Allah, you've gathered together for me in one plate of food the entire dunya. But I forget to read Bismillah. I forget the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eating the plate of food also I can recognize Allah. One dana, one grain of rice, ya Allah. Where this grain of rice came from? It didn't just fall from the sky. What an effort behind one grain of rice to reach my plate. Then I will understand how to eat according to sunnah. Not to waste, to make qadr, to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah. That one grain of rice, look at the packet sometime and see where it's come from Pakistan, from India. And behind that, the effort behind it, thousands of people, the paddy fields, how many thousands were employed in that country to make an effort to harvest, first to plant the crop, then to harvest the crop, then the farmer made dua, Ya Allah, send beneficial rains, not just any type of rain, beneficial rain. And myself, I'm sleeping, enjoying, not knowing what the farmer is going through, all the workers there, all the instruments, just to harvest, just to cut, just to plant, the whole tracking system behind it, then the transportation system behind it. Allah's Qudrat, we just take the truck only, just one bulb of the truck, one light of the truck, million riyal, rupee, dollar, whole system behind it, industry, just to make lights for the trucks only, then the tires, then the air in the tire, Allah took care of all of that, the battery, just the battery for the truck. Not only that, even for the tar. You know, trucks now a certain weight and a certain, keep it to the left. Because heavy weight. Allah Ta'ala made that system also. What was it? What was behind it? That one grain of rice has to reach my banda's plate. It has to get there. Allah did not forget us. Allah made sure it came to our table. The whole import, export, the trucking, the shipping, all the containers, all of that came to our country, the packaging, then the transportation, then to the supermarket, and then I went to buy it. I took the first bag of rice, almost went to pay. I said, no, I don't think this is the one. When I left it back on the shelf to the next one, that one there was for you. Your name was written on that packet. Allah made sure it came to you. Just one dana, one grain of rice. If we have to make so much muraqabah with a plate of rice, the family will get worried. How much zikr and muraqabah are you making? Allah's ma'rifat in one plate only. Where the meat came from, the farmer, how he took care of that sheep or that goat. How much he went through. It mustn't die, it mustn't get sick. It wasn't just him, it was Allah's system that this meat has to reach my banda because he's going to worship me. He's going to say Bismillah. He will find me the plate of food. He will recognize me. So just one plate of food, ulama say beyond that, leave the plate of food. Just a person has to go for a picnic. He takes a pot with him and everything is laid out, we're about to eat, Jamaat is ready to eat, and you forgot the spoon. Inna lillahi, how are we going to dish the food? Just the spoon itself is such a ni'mat of Allah. You got the spoon, you forgot the plates. All these are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to recognize my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything around me. So in all these departments, imaniyat, na'ibadat, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my salah, in my Quran, in my dhikr, in my da'wat. And then also recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst all these ibadat, what am I explaining is also nikah. There'll be a nikah taking place. In my nikah also, how do I recognize my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The bounty Allah has given me in my home. That also ulama explain what niyat to make as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a banda, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a niyat behind everything, which we call ba'ithul amal, dafi'ul amal, the catalyst. What's making me make nikah right now? What is it? What is the niyat? See, the depth of my niyat will invite the help of Allah. How much niyat I will make? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. How much niyat and intentions I will make accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dispatch malaika, go and assist him, go and help him. Send the barakat in the home. Send the muhabbat in the home. What is the niyat for nikah? What's my intention to get married? Here too I see these two aspects. One is I'm a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have two responsibilities. If I haven't made my niyat, make my niyat today. Why did I get married? I'm a slave of Allah. I have desires, I have needs. Allah made a way for me. A halal wife, get married. Ya ahkam, injunctions, commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In regards to marriage, I want to fulfill all these commands of Allah. In that is the pleasure of my Allah. What this ulama say to understand the pleasure of Allah, when I'm performing my farz namaz right now, Allahu Akbar, I must picture in my mind that, Ya Allah, right now I am fulfilling a farz which you have placed upon me, and in fulfilling this farz right now, Ya Allah, you are most pleased. I'm making you happy right now. This is what you want from me right now. So I'm fulfilling the command of Allah to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep myself chaste and pure. And then the second niyat, min haythul ummah, because I am an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been sent, we have been chosen by Allah jalla jalaluhu to carry the amanat that was given, the test of deen, complete deen, that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That amanat and test has been passed over to the ummah. Every single one of us is responsible for our own deen, the deen of our families, our neighbors, our locality, our society, community, town, city, country, the entire ummah. I am responsible how deen can come alive, how the ummah can refrain from disobeying the commands of Allah, breaking the commands of Allah. I am responsible for myself. I am responsible for my wife. Responsible for mankind, including the women also. But there are restrictions. I can't get to the women. Ali Farooq Makki Sahib says, I'm getting married. Ya Allah, I will use my wife as an instrument, as a tool. What deen I have in me via my wife to get this to the masturat and ladies of the world. I will make talim with her, teach her deen. Her friends will come home, they will speak to her. She'll invite them towards Allah. They will phone her, she will give them da'wat. They will have problems, our children, turn them to Allah. Where she learned her deen, I taught her deen. This is my investment, my sadqa jariya. Through my wife, I will make deen alive amongst the masturat also. This is true muhabbat. Ulama say, if I did not learn how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I haven't learned how to love my Allah, how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is impossible for you to know how to love your wife also. Is that love? Love is based upon deen. Love is based upon deen. When Ilyas mentioned rahmatullah alayhi, if you understand this, then you'll understand what is ilm and dhikr also. So what is dhikr? Is now I married my wife for the sake of deen. When the deen taqaza will come for me to leave my wife, then I'll understand, I'll remember that, oh my Allah, I am your slave, she is your slave. You put us together. Now the call has come to leave for your muhabbat. You put us together in your love. We make the nikah through Quranic ayat. Now the time has come also to depart for the sake of Allah. Now I won't say it's my wife, my family, Allah gave me this amanat. Now I'm fulfilling the command of Allah, ilm, I know what is the command right now. How to fulfill that command of Allah, dhikr, I know the correct way. So how to bring these sunnahs alive in our lives, my dear brothers? And we learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen is very easy. Nikah is simple and easy also. Inna deena yusrun. Allah Ta'ala made deen very, very easy. As we heard recently, that when a certain nation dominates, then they export their culture also. There was supposed to be ibadat, doesn't remain ibadat anymore. Recently one doctor was mentioning, he says before the youngsters would get baligh a bit later in life, 14, 15, and they would make nikah quickly also. So the challenge of puberty was only 3-4 years. Restraining only about 3-4 years. Now because of the exporting of Western influence, have we not countering it with our ta'awud and our ta'aleem? Now he says the youngsters are getting mature and baligh even younger, and delaying the nikah even later. So against the nature of the youngster, we're telling him make sabr. We're telling the girl make sabr. But they're already of age. 13 becoming baligh. I'm too young to get married. He said, for this you have to bring deen alive in the home. So we understand what is the command of Allah right now. When to make nikah, how to make nikah. And then after nikah also, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imaniyat, ibadat, akhlaqiyat. Now to bring the full akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As ulama say that we give our daughters all the jewelry, all the janho, but give her the pearls and jewels of good akhlaq also. Give her the pearls and jewels of good akhlaq also. A soft tongue, a sweet tongue. But Allah has made them different also. The challenge we find nowadays is for the man to remain quiet. And how to handle the sensitivity of his wife. Allah has made all the women the same. In the time of Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah has made the model the same. All the daughters will be the same. The Tani rahmatullah alayhi says, when it comes to the masturat in our marriages and our women folk, Allah has made them in a different way. When challenges come in their life, he says the first thing they will resort to is an emotional outburst. Then when the mind and the magaj cools down, he says then the intellect will kick in. What happened? Who tell you? Kya hua? What happened now? Then last will be Sharia. Who masla che? Kya masla hai? What's the masla now? See, that is Allah, why the woman like that? Then he will say, the man's islah is not made. He didn't connect his heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Although he will say in the house that I'm the man of the house, but let the woman start speaking, then there's two ladies fighting. He say he shouldn't react. That time for the man first is, what is the command of Allah? Wa ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. Treat her kindly. Treat her kindly. We find Hajjatul Wada'a, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took all the azwaj mutahharat. 9 of them. Among them the youngest, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Very sensitive also. Just before entering Makkah to Mukarramah, then the natural system of a woman, then her menstruation started, her menses began. Menses began, Nabi of Allah comes into the tent, as Aisha is crying, Ma yubkik, Ya Aisha, Aisha, why are you crying? One riwayat, he said, La usalli, I cannot perform salah. What bashfulness. How she said, I have my periods, La usalli, I cannot perform salah. Other riwayat, she says, Tamishtu, my menses have begun. Nabi of Allah generalized it. Her sensitivity, and she is crying, and she is young. But look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But she was so upset. And she says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that laqad wallahi, that indeed by the qasam of Allah, if only I didn't come for Hajj this year. If my wife was to say, I hope I never came with you. How upset a man will get. I don't know why I came with you. So I stayed at home. Same thing she's saying, I hope I never made Hajj this year. Nabi of Allah mentioned to Aisha, this is the system of all the daughters of Hawa. Allah has made them like that. Is that a problem? Don't worry. All the women get it like this. Generalized it. But then she cried. That everybody will make Umrah, they'll make Hajj, and they'll return with double the sawab. I will return only one reward, only Hajj and no Umrah. Nabi of Allah kept quiet. He tolerated it. After Hajj was over, Yomun Nahar, then she got pure and clean. And then she said, O Nabi of Allah, Yasrun Nas bi ajreen, people return home with double reward. Aisha, don't worry, call your brother. Call your brother. Shafqat and muhabbat. Overlooked it, the sensitivity. Call your brother Rahman. The Rahman, take her to the Na'im. Take her to the Na'im, it will put on ihram and come and make Umrah. She'll get double reward. To the barakah of that, we got Masjid Aisha in the Na'im, we can tie ihram and make Umrah from there. How for the man also to have this akhlaq in the home? How for the woman also to have the akhlaq in the home? And then we'll see what products Allah Ta'ala will give us in our homes. To the barakah of this da'wah, this ta'aleem, ta'allum, dhikr, ibadah, khidmat in the home. Nabi of Allah in the home also is to mend his own shoes, is to wash his own clothes, is to feed the animals for the also. How this complete beautiful deen can come into our lives, my dear brothers. We know how many years we are sitting at home. How much have we learnt of a deen? Allah has given us a complete system where you can go out in the path of Allah. Learn these beautiful sunnats. Import them into our home. Ulama say there's no vacuum in a person's life. There's no vacuum. If you will not fill the time with the command of Allah or the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then something else will fill that time. I don't know the sunnats. That is how an alim makes dua. Say, oh Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnat. And ya Allah, give me the love for every sunnah. Give me the tawfiq, ability to make amal upon every sunnah. And accept my life for the khidmat of sunnah. For the young man getting married also, what are the sunnats? For the young girl also, what are the sunnats? And that will be barakat. And that will be barakat. We have to go out and learn. To learn our deen. To learn our deen, we can take it back home. Then to make effort upon our masturat, to take them out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given us a beautiful, complete deen, my dear brothers. How this complete deen can come into our lives, into our nikahs also. A young man is going to see a girl. Many brothers ask, what do I look for in a girl? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that a woman is married because of one of four things. لِأَرْبَعٍ تُنْكَحُ الْمَرَةُ لِأَرْبَعٍ لِمَالِهَا, because of her wealth. Because of her wealth, she is married. Like the Jews are married because of wealth. Holy Jamaliha. The Christians marry because of beauty. You see, she's very beautiful. Because of that, he marries her. Holy Hasabiha, because of her very high and noble lineage, from a very good home she comes from. So I will upgrade also my status. Holy Deeniha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and she's married because of the deen. فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَعْكُ. Gain success by marrying a pious woman, a pious girl. Allah will bless you. Allah will give you barakat. Nabi of Allah gave us already the criteria, look for a pious woman. Look for a pious woman who has akhlaq, who has deen in her, taqwa in her. Nowadays the youngsters say, but I have to see the girl a few times to get to know her. So mention to one youngster, even you married 20 years, you don't know her still. So 2-3 meetings, you won't know her. Allah has made it like that. You make tawakkul, turn to Allah, make istikhara, make mashwara, and choose the right girl. But then to Mawlana Yaqub would say, Mawlana Yaqub Saharanpuri, he says, you can take the deen of Allah to the front door, but you can't take it inside. If she wants it, she'll bring it into the house. And she doesn't want it, then she won't allow it, she won't allow you also. So you have to give her the deen also. Teach her the deen also. You find amongst the sunnahs of Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, and Sahaba Ikram, and the first meeting also. Then they two rakats, nafil salah, make dua. I mentioned to the youngsters, you meet the wife for the first time, know the duas to read, how to meet her. Mawlana Farooq Sahab will say, Makki, dama barakatuh, then ask her these questions. So she knows your temperament. Did you read your salah? And compliment her also how beautiful she's looking. She won't forget. These are all sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to compliment the wife. Not to become now a person who is self-conceited, only about himself. Compliment her and ask her, how was your salah? Read the du'as, two rakat salatul tawbah. And now make du'a to Allah. You can't tell the wife on the first night, I want half a dozen children. But you can make du'a. And she's saying, Ameen. And ya Allah, all the jamaats come to a locality, we must feed them in our home. She's saying, Ameen. But you can't tell her the first night, I'm a jamaat sati. All jamaats will come home. But I'm making du'a. And she's saying, Ameen. You tell her, you also make du'a. What do you expect of a perfect home? And she makes dua. Ya Allah, make my husband soft and make me good akhlaq also. We make duas. We start our nikah with that and ta'lim. At least one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Mawlana Farooq Sahib would say, that for the young man on the first night, the biggest challenge is Fajr Salah. He would say that youngster who misses his Fajr Salah on the first night, understand the first, when I make nikah, half my iman is completed. I make effort on the second part of it. Already starts with the Fajr Salah. He says, understand, women are psychological. He says, a youngster will miss his Fajr Salah on the first night. She will understand subconsciously that I am number one, Allah is number two. I am first. He gave up his Allah for me. Then to reverse that becomes very difficult. Salah time, she will say, let's go shopping. We can read namaz later. Now is the time for me to change. I'm making nikah, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. I'm accepting her with all the commands of Allah, with all the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is time for me to change my life now. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq to understand, to make amal, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring deen in our homes. Shall nikah will take place now, inshallah. Nikah party is requested to come forward, inshallah.
Mahar is given? How much? I did it. Jewelry or cash?
Jewelry.
It's given already, eh? Cash. What's the girl's name?
Sorry?
How you pronounce the girl's name?
Iram Bibi.
Ihram Bibi.
Ihram Bibi.
Shazir Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nikah of Hafiz Idris Bariyawa to Ihram Bibi Muhammad and the representative of the bride, Haji Jamil Muhammad Sahib. Janab. The witness to the representation, Brother Shehzab Ahmad. Who's Shehzab? Hi. Brother Muhammad Aftab Abdul Sattar. Has Iram Bibi given permission for nikah to be made to Hafiz Idris? Who's here? Nikah param? Jaz is here. Meher received it?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu arsalahu bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhiran bayna yaday sa'ah. Man yuti' Allaha wa rasulahu faqad rashad wa man ya'si Allaha wa rasulahu fa innahu la يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: النكاح من سنتي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Hafiz Idris Bariyawa, I hand over to your nikah Iram Bibi Muhammad to the representation of her father Janab Jamil Muhammad, and this congregation has witnessed to your nikah. Have you accepted Iram Bibi as your wife? Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. Barakallahu lak wa baraka alayk wa jama baynakum ma fi khair. Mashallah. Who else? Mamaji, uncle, anybody else here? Take it, anybody else to sign. Mamaji is here, Muhammad is here. Who are you looking for?
Muhammad.
Yeah. Bhai Muhammad Bariyawa is here, and come to sign in front, inshallah, please. Muhammad Bariyawa. Jeeves.
At the time of nikah, so my dear brothers, we can fulfill the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Usually we meet the boy and we say in our own language, Allah ta'ala keep you happy, Allah khushrake, Allah sukirake. But we can learn the sunnah dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and that's plenty of barakat, inshallah. I will recite the dua, we can read after me, inshallah. Barakallahu lak wa baraka alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair.
And this is barakat of his iman, of taqwa, of a'mal, and barakat in the home, and all the a'mal of sunnah, inshallah, come alive in the home, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا ذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما في خير وكريم رحيم الله accept this nikah يا الله grant محبت مودت between the spouses وما يا الله fill the homes of barakat with iman with taqwa with da'wah with ta'lim and ta'allum zikr ibadah and khidmat and all the beautiful amal that are beloved to you kareem rahim Allah ya Allah grant them ya Allah beautiful and pious and normal offspring ya Allah that will be an asset to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya Allah grant all of our homes ya Allah when nikah has taken place muhabbat and mawaddat ya Allah your commands are fulfilled ya Allah the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made alive wa kareem rahim Allah ya Allah save our homes and our progenies and our children ya Allah from broken homes ya Allah from nifaq, from kufr, from shirk. Follow homes with iman, O may Allah. Make our homes like the homes of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. O Kareem Rahim Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties. Ya Allah, keep us attached to the masjid, O may Allah. Accept our lives for the khidmat of deen. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Atub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabu al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.